It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, February 5th. I'm Jay Gabler, and later on we'll be talking about some interesting studies revealing fascinating facts about what hits make it up the charts and what don't, and we'll talk about an iconic UK music chain that's been saved from closure. But first, a few more of today's headlines. As Sunday's Grammys broadcast approaches, we're learning more and more about what the Recording Academy has planned. One piece of welcome news, there will be an all-star tribute to Dolly Parton, with Katy Perry, Kacey Musgraves, Little Big Town, and Maren Morris performing the music legend's hits. Even more exciting, Dolly Parton herself will perform, her first time singing on the Grammys in 18 years. Will Kenny Rogers join her? We can only hope. It's a sad day for hippies, but a happy day for headline writers who enjoy wordplay. Here's how Billboard puts this piece of news. NBC is pulling its hair. In slightly plainer English, the network has canceled plans to air Hair as its next live musical. Instead, NBC says it's working on, quote, acquiring the rights to a couple of new shows that we're really excited about. A Los Angeles appeals court has ruled in favor of Eddie Money, the pop star behind hits like Take Me Home Tonight and Two Tickets to Paradise, in a dispute with one of his former drummers. The drummer, Glenn Simmons, contends that he was fired due to age and disability, which would constitute illegal discrimination in California. Eddie Money, on the other hand, says that his music is protected First Amendment expression, and that extends to his choice of bandmates. A judge agreed with Money, sending the battle back to a lower court. I've got two tickets to paradise. Won't you pack your bags for me tonight? I've got two tickets to paradise. I've got two tickets to paradise. Two new studies have yielded some telling facts about what factors make a song more or less likely to rise up the pop charts. First, let's talk about a new USC study of gender in the music business, which confirms what we already know or have guessed. Women are vastly underrepresented in popular music. That starts with the voices you hear, since 83% of pop hits since 2012 have been by male artists. It gets even more uneven when you look behind the scenes. 88% of hit songwriters are men, and a whopping 98% of hit producers. The study also included interviews with female artists, as one of the study's authors told Rolling Stone. Quote, women in the industry describe not being valued necessarily for their talents. They tend to be sexualized and objectified in the studio. They're often isolated as the only woman. All these things align to create a lack of opportunity, and we heard from women that these are environments in which they felt anything from ignored and unacknowledged to, in some cases, personally unsafe. The other study takes an even longer look at the charts, analyzing hits from the past several decades. Specifically, the study, a collaboration between scholars from the U.S. and Italy, looks at the rise of songs that, quote, feature guest artists. The number of collaborations on the charts have risen dramatically since the 90s, and artists actually have a good reason to get adventurous. Songs that feature collaborations have a greater likelihood of making it into the top 10, the study finds, and the boost is bigger when the guest appearances cross genres. A classic example is the way Maroon 5 have scored numerous hits by collaborating with hip-hop artists. They draw listeners from both the rock and rap worlds. Here's the biggest hit single by a female artist in 2018, and what do you know? It's a cross-genre collaboration. It's the song Meant to Be by Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. Record chains have been struggling for a reason in recent years. People are buying fewer physical copies of their favorite releases, and when they do, they'd often rather patronize an independent record store than a giant chain. Still, no one except maybe Spotify likes seeing a record store close, so British music fans are celebrating the fact that the British record store chain HMV has been saved from going under. The struggling chain has been purchased by Sunrise Records, a Canadian retail chain. They won't be able to save all of Britain's HMVs. 100 locations will remain open, but 27 will close, including the chain's flagship store on Oxford Street in London. That's a bummer, but people across the British music industry say that saving HMV, which accounted for 31% of all British physical music sales last year, will help keep a foothold for music in UK retail. In response to the news, Jeff Taylor, who's the head of the trade organization for UK record labels, said, "Fans value the collectability, artwork, liner notes, and great sound quality of music on CD and vinyl. With new investment and the support of labels, HMV can continue to offer music lovers the pleasure of browsing and buying physical music on the high street." Let's celebrate with a track from the album that sold more physical copies than any other last year in the UK. From the Greatest Showman soundtrack, here's Hugh Jackman singing A Million Dreams.
Every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams keeping me awake.
If you're like a lot of people, you're into a new Netflix show called Russian Doll, starring Natasha Lyonne. I don't want to give any spoilers away, so here's the summary right from Netflix. Quote, "Nadia keeps dying and reliving her 36th birthday party. She's trapped in a surreal time loop and staring down the barrel of her own mortality." In this Groundhog Day-like scenario, every time the clock resets, you hear the bouncy first notes of the same song. What is that song?
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes.
Let's call it today's viral hit. It's the earworm, Gotta Get Up, the opening track to Harry Nilsson's 1971 album, Nilsson Schmilsson. As the New York Times points out, the song's lyrics are appropriate to the show's theme.
We used to carry on and drink and do the rock and roll. We never thought we'd get older. We never thought we'd grow cold. But
and that's today's music news. You can read more about all those stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Cecilia Johnson. You may be wondering where Jade is. The answer is she's busy today with The Current's member drive, which is a good reminder that if you're interested in supporting this podcast and everything The Current does to connect you with the music you love, you can go to thecurrent.org/donate. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news.